Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26. I'm saying 27. Excuse me. 27, November 2024. Welcome to this program. It's tomorrow. This is the eve of my favorite holiday of the year because it's the only truly proclaimed Christian holiday in this country ever. And that's Thanksgiving, and I hope we don't take it for granted. We're going to discuss that more next half hour. Tonight I want the phone lines up after bottom of the hour. I'd like to do something entirely different than what we usually do in the program. I'd like to hear from everybody. That's something to be thankful for. There's something to be thankful for. I don't care where you are, who you are, what circumstances are. I want you to think a minute. Do you have any blessings in your life? I'm going to share some news with you at the beginning for those first few minutes that is not good news. We're going to discuss World War III that I am convinced has already started. We're going to discuss that because I got some news I want to share with you on that. Then I want to go into a realm of praise and thanks to our Father, our Heavenly Father. Now, if you're out there tonight and you don't know, you don't know who our Heavenly Father is personally, I'm sorry. I really am, because All the blessings you have are going to be temporary. I don't care how rich you are or how pretty you are, how famous you are. If you don't know Christ, know Christ's Father through Christ, then when you die, all that ends. As I said many times, folks, if you're a Christian, this life is the only hell you ever know. But if you're not a Christian, this life is only heaven you're going to know. So this is where we are, and I'm just not one to pull punches, folks, when it comes to things like this. But tonight, if you don't know who we're going to thank at the bottom of the hour, and I want you to do this, folks, I want to see how many people call in tonight and be thankful for what our Father's done for us. Okay, but let's get into some different things. First off, you know, the office will be closed tomorrow and Friday. Here in the hills of West Virginia, it is deer season. Gun season just started for bucks and does, both in some counties. And Faith loves to deer hunt, so I said, take Friday off. Spend it with your family. And, of course, Crystal will be with her family. Everybody together tomorrow, hopefully, for family. So nobody will be in the office tomorrow. Back to normal, hopefully, next Thursday, if at all possible. Far and all cylinders, I hope. I know you don't begrudge us some time off. And I think mostly overall, everybody on our crew's earned a day or two off. I really mean that. But anyway, so won't be in office tomorrow, or no one ever answering the phones Friday. And don't forget the two books we're offering right now. And folks, I'm offering these books because it's a time of year that you need to know the truth in at least one of them. And if you're Christian enough to want to know the truth, I'm going to send you this book, both these books. But the one is Christmas Christian is something that you need to read. It was the hardest thing I ever had to accept as far as my Christian pagan ideas. I'm not going to lie to you about it, folks. It was. And it still makes you feel kind of uncomfortable around family who don't understand the truth. But the old book of Christmas Christian will explain to you exactly what I'm saying. If you want the truth, you can get it. But along with that book, I want you to get one entitled Is Cremation Christian? Is Cremation Christian? You'll find out that fire has been reserved for judgment. Period. All sanctification, sure, when it comes to purification. I'm talking about in death and how people who were destroyed and the end of their time was in fire. I want you to understand that cremation is not something to do to somebody's body. The place where the soul lived for many years is to be respected. The Bible teaches that very much so. So anyway, both books, $15. That's saving about $4 if you buy them separately. It's Christmas Christian and is Cremation Christian. If you want the truth, they're available. If you don't, then that's entirely up to you. I can't do anything about that. Sometimes the truth isn't what you want to hear, but doesn't change the truth at all, folks. Now, I do want to cover some news, if you don't mind. Some news that should be on everyone's hearts and minds as far as asking our Father to, perhaps according to his precious will, intercede in this. Unless I miss my guess, and of course, right now, it's more than a guess. It's a calculated thought process that I can pretty much say we're on the verge of another world war. Yeah, I know Israel and Hamas, more or less, and Hezbollah have a so-called peace treaty going on. But I'll say this before we move on. Both sides are hoping to gain something by this, other than just saving some lives. Yeah, I'm sure of that. But Israel and America have something up their sleeve where this would not be happening. Israel wasn't through yet. But America pressured Israel into bringing in this peace treaty. There's something they're planning much more devious than we understand right now. Only time will tell what's going to be. I mean, we haven't honored too much of anything for many years in this country. And that's the truth. So wait and see what comes out of this in the near future. But I want to share with you a brief part of an article written by Michael Snyder. Is Joe Biden trying to start World War III before he leaves office? The decision to use long-range missiles to strike targets deep inside Russia is insane. And you already know what happened with that. But as if everything that Joe Biden has done so far was not enough, now he decided to push us to the brink of nuclear war. On Sunday, Joe Biden decided to allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles provided by the United States to hit targets deep inside of Russia. This is the bombshell. I don't know how else to put it. The Russians have already warned us how they would respond if long-range missiles provided by the United States and other NATO countries start raining down onto their cities. Sadly, most Americans have no idea what a direct conflict with Russia would mean. When I first heard that Joe Biden had done, I reacted very emotionally. I am still feeling very emotional at this moment. Everyone needs to clearly understand what just happened, because this is a major turning point. And folks, Russia did respond, maybe not as severely as most people thought they would. For the first time in world history, they used an intercontinental ballistic missile to strike inside Ukraine. This was not a missile that just come in, one warhead, boom. No, it came in, flew into space, dispersed, I think, four or five different warheads from that direction. Then they dispersed into smaller warheads coming way down. And it was called like a cluster bomb. First time ever used in the history of this, in the history of the world. I think it was a clear warning to Ukraine and the United States. We may want to reconsider this. Now, Michael Snyder is not the only one who seemed to think that Joe Biden wants to start World War III. And folks, if he's going to do it, you better hurry up. You got a month and a couple of weeks before Trump takes office. Dr. Naomi Wolf warns the desperate Democrats in deep state may stage a a false flag event, so to speak. Dr. Mary Wolf joins Alex Jones to share her analysis on their deep state's desperate escalation of the Ukraine-Russia conflict and how the provocations to spark toward World War III are meant to throw the future of Trump administration into disarray. Now, folks, this is actually happening. If you know your Bible, you understand Ezekiel 38 and 39, as I taught very clearly in three-hour teaching I did on American prophecy. If you haven't gotten that teaching, I don't want to say about that. Obviously, you either know it already, or you don't want to know the future. You don't want to understand prophecy as much you say you do. If you want to understand prophecy in the Bible, you must understand who the players are in the last days. Ezekiel 38 and 39 clearly explains America's future and then what's going to happen to Russia and other nations that support her. It's in your Bible. It is not hidden except by deception by many people for many years that don't understand who we are in end times and who the nations are. This teaching is three-hour teaching, folks. Come to the book, an outline, and a DVD, a three-hour DVD on the teaching showing who we are in the end times prophecies. $25, yes, folks. I can't afford to give it away. But if you want to know the truth about prophecy for America and the world, you'll have it sent to you if you want. If you don't, then it's okay. Go out and play your little games and wait for the rapture and all the other things you keep hearing about and how this nation we call Russia is going to set up a new temple and they're going to start sacrificing and all that. Yes, go ahead and play the game if you want to. But that ain't what the Bible teaches. Western powers are talking about sending troops and nukes to Ukraine. I mean, we keep prodding the bear. And this is Bible. God said he would put a hook in Russia's mouth and pull her against the nation of Israel, which is not the Middle East Israel. I'll be part of it, maybe, but that's not all of it. You don't understand that because you don't understand prophecy. This is probably the hook they put in the mouth of Russia to attack Israel. And we're the ones who push the hook out there. Anyone that thinks that it's going to be easy to end the war in Ukraine just being delusional. The Russians do not want to end the war right now because they are winning. They don't want to stop until they have achieved their goals. The Ukrainian leadership in Kyiv does not want to end the war right now because it is the golden goose. Giant mountains of money have been flowing into the country, but once the war ends, the endless flow of cash will stop. Politicians will all over Western Europe don't want the war in either, because they have become absolutely obsessed with defeating Russia. In fact, the UK and France are now so determined to keep their war going that they're actually talking about sending troops to Ukraine. Britain and France are in talks to send troops to Ukraine to deter Vladimir Putin. It has emerged. London and Paris want to create a core of allies in Europe as fears intensify that President-elect Donald Trump could withdraw military support for Ukraine, which I think he might do. But nonetheless, Western nations, for example, again, Russia, France and UK, are talking about sending troops and nukes to Ukraine. Another provocation as described in the Bible, folks. This doesn't surprise me. See, this is, it bothers me. I'm reading this. It bothers me that I'm seeing these things happen because I don't think anyone, none of us understand what it would mean to go to a world war now with nuclear weapons. We don't understand that. No one wins a nuclear war. Not the people, the innocents, the citizens of the nations. You know, I was thinking today that nations, all nations, seem to have a power, a hypnotic way to lure their citizens into war for the good of their country. I don't care whether it's America, Russia, China. I don't care what nation it is. They are able to build in a type of patriotism, a type of blind obedience to the leaders, and they will defend their country, whether it's a wicked nation, as America is, a communist nation like China, for example, that didn't make any difference. They've been trained from the time they were children, and I'm one of them, that you have to defend your country. So it makes no difference what nation you are. or where you come from, the background of you, where you live, or whatever the case may be, they can raise armies to fight. So we send troops, France sends troops into Ukraine, and UK does too, and nuclear weapons. Believe me, Russia has an army that's ready to fight. China has an army ready to fight. That's just the way it is. People are used as pawns. It's been that way ever since the beginning, and folks, it ain't going to change now. Talk of a preemptive attack on Russia is going to make Russia even more likely to conduct a preemptive attack against us. Again, here we go. We're actually threatening Russia with a preemptive strike. What audacity! What gall! If some lunatic shows up at your front door in the middle of the night and threatens to shoot you, does that make it more likely or less likely that you will shoot first? Any talk of NATO conducting a preemptive attack against Russia is extremely dangerous because the Russians are paranoid enough already. If they become convinced that we are planning to hit them before they hit us, that could motivate them to do something really, really stupid. We are closer to nuclear war than we have ever been before, and we definitely do not need Western leaders making provocative statements that are only going to make things even worse. And I got to say this about Russia. Are they paranoid? Probably so. Are they right to be? I think so. I do believe so. They have every right to be. We've lied to them about the expansion of NATO since the 1970s and 80s. They have a right to be paranoid. Back to the letter, to the article. For example, during the conference in Brussels, NATO's top military official said something that is now making headlines all over the globe. The following comes from the article posted on MSN News entitled NATO Considers Preemptive Strikes and Amid Rising Tensions with Russia. NATO Military Committee Chairman Admiral Rob Bauer stated during a conference in Brazil, in Brussels, that NATO leadership is contemplating the possibility conducting precise preemptive strikes on Russian territory in the event of an armed conflict between Moscow and the alliance. Now, that's saying in the event of an armed confrontation. But when they said they're planning a preemptive strike, I would say that gets everybody's attention. If territories are in their attack, then that would not be preemptive, would it? That makes any sense, does it? If Russia strikes first, then for them to strike back is not preemptive. It's protectionist. That's all it is. But this says preemptive strike. Preemptive strikes mean that you strike before they get a chance to. So how far would this go? How much more provocative language is going to be said before somebody starts making comments and things that lead to higher tensions, more anger, and eventually someone decides to take the game to a next level? It's just hard to fathom. Russia starts mass-producing mobile nuclear bunkers capable of housing dozens and protecting against shockwaves and radiation as Putin lowers threshold for launching nukes. Russia has begun mass-producing mobile bomb shelters that can protect against shockwaves and radiation from a nuclear blast. The new Cub-M shelters will offer protection for 54 people for up to 2 days against natural and all man-made hazards, Moscow's emergency ministry has said. Now, 2 days, folks, is not a long time. And if you're in the line of a nuclear blast, that certainly will not keep you. It may save you from the shockwaves, but the radiation will not go away in 2 days. It comes as Vladimir Putin this morning signed off a document to lower Russia's threshold for launching a nuclear weapon. The new doctrine, which replaced the previous iteration outlined in 2020, allows Moscow to deploy its weapons if Russia or Belarus is threatened by non-nuclear nations supported by a nuclear power. Well, that's obviously already happened and getting worse every day. So do I believe that we're about to see prophecy fulfilled? As I've said before, that I talked for 3 hours on, no one seems to want to hear about. Yes, I do. Folks, when I put together teachings like this, it isn't myself that plans these lessons. I try to be open to what the Holy Spirit teaches me and wants me to share. I try to be open to the fact that I want to share a Bible to prepare people for what looks like is going to happen in the very near future. And that's what I do with this teaching on American prophecy. Do I think America's end time Babylon as far as the nation goes? Yes. But do I think America is end time a part of Israel? Absolutely I do, and I prove it biblically. But here's the catch. Most people, including myself for many years, have bounced back and forth with different ideas on end times and current events and what's going on, and bounced from pillar to post, so to speak, over dispensationalism and on and on and on, until the point that I really had no idea. When the Holy Spirit finally told me to settle down and start looking at some facts, I did. Look, some Bible teachings, and I did. It opened up like a brand new scene from somebody been blinded to see how this whole thing falls together in the last days. I sincerely believe that we're seeing the preparation of the judgment of America and all of Israel soon. The nations that are in the Bible, and I teach it from the Bible, who they are aligning themselves with this final step in prophecy as far as war. And I suggest that if you want the truth, that you get the teachings. You don't like them, send them back or give money back to you, because it's that important. It's time to lay aside our Baptist beliefs, our Methodist beliefs, our Pentecostal beliefs, our Catholic beliefs, whatever it is that you go and want to believe in. It's time to lay those thoughts aside, those teachings aside, look at the Bible and facts. I'm not picking on anybody's denominations or anybody's teaching and prophecy, not at all. Many of them are very good, but many of them are not factual, and they don't have the proof except what they've been taught from many different sources to put together and try to make sense out of. It isn't that complicated. The Bible is not that complicated. It wouldn't be fair if God didn't give the people ability to figure the truth, if they want the truth. So there you go. I share this with you tonight to tell you that we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. 3 hours of the teaching I did on this will clarify even more deeply and clearly what's happening. Yes, we're living in very perilous times for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. The mass confusion in this country today about every issue, there's nothing that seems anymore that's cut and dry. Hardly anything anymore seems black and white. It all just bounces back and forth and runs on people's thoughts and emotions. When the moral values become so unhinged from anything that's solidly truth, that causes all matter confusion and emotional upsets and stress. It does. Because if you don't have an anchor, if you don't have a truth to build onto that's solid, never changing, then it's hard to determine how to live your life and how to rear your children, how to support your family. It's hard to determine what to do to make things make sense. But if you have absolute truth in your hands and you know the truth of any matter, I don't care whether it's finances, don't care whether it's moral issues. It's all moral. It's, all issues are moral or godly or they're not godly. There's no in-between ground here. It makes no difference what it is. If you understand the truth of God's word on what's happening and understand what it says on all these issues, you don't bounce back and forth like a BB in a boxcar. You understand the truth, and it's not complicated. It'll make you sound really strange and out of place to your friends and family. They'll think you're absolutely nuts and you're a holier-than-thou attitude, and, well, you know everything. Well, no, I don't know everything. I know what moral law says about different issues and God's word is my foundation. God's word is my anchor, and I'm not going to move from it. That'll make you a hard-nosed, stiff-necked idiot in some people's eyes. They'll call you uncaring. They'll call you a racist, a homophobe, or an anti-Semite. Who knows what they're going to call you? The truth will separate you from others very quickly. You'll find in some places you're no longer really welcome. I talked to an older gentleman today. He's a year older than I am. He's about the same age as Daryl in PA, so you know we're getting older. Dr. Ken, I forget his last name, but anyway, he's an ex-Baptist preacher, independent Baptist, who along with Pastor Greg Patton understands that a lot of issues we talk about today as physical or mental are actually demonic, and he's been scorned and mocked by many of his friends and peers in the past because he has separated himself from those knowing the truth of God's word and what's really going on. Well, that's going to happen to you too if you stand for the truth. Christ said that. He said that very clearly. It's going to happen. You'll be persecuted in the last days if you stand for the truth. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you're not being persecuted by some people, then you're not walking godly in Christ Jesus. If you're trying to please the crowd, then you're certainly not pleasing Christ. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. I mean, I don't know how else to put this. But until you understand the prophecies of what's happening in these last days, you're not going to understand a lot of points I'm trying to make right now. There are no things in the Bible that cannot be revealed if we were willing to learn and listen and study. Many false doctrines out there, I've been partakers of it, I've even taught them. I repent when I learn the truth. You see, growing in Christ is an ongoing process. You just don't get saved, born again, and go to church, and boy, you're already where you ought to be. No, 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 no. You'll hear this, you'll hear that, much truth out there, much of it will be accurate. But a lot of it will be man-made fabrications, but whether they know it or not, they may think it's truth. You'll find later that you've been lied to, or at least misled by mistake even. But it makes no difference. It was misinformation. You'll find that out. You either have to give it up or cease seeking truth because you can't do one or the other. Somebody once said that when an honest man finds out he's mistaken, he either admits his mistake or he ceases being honest. It's just that easy. So we're seeing the end times come together, and it concerns me. But tonight, after the break, I want to talk to you about what I'm really thankful for. I share the best I can from my heart, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you tonight. Everybody that has a chance to call in, I want to hear from you. You know who I'm talking to, thousands of people. The number to call is toll free, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We want to hear, and especially new callers, and join the call us tonight from Panama. We want to hear from people. If you're out of this country, you call if you can. I'm not willing to even call if you want to call in. But we want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're thankful for. Let's get into that tonight. Let's get into a mood of praise, okay? I got the break. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 574-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're up back, and let's get the phone lines filled up. They're coming in. I know we got a couple online already. You know, got one line left open. You want to call and fill it up right now? It's 844-769-2944. Before we go to the phones, I'd like to read a couple of scriptures, if you don't mind, okay? And by the way, the phrase giving thanks appears in the Bible 71 times. In a book in Psalms 22, in verse 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God inhabits the praises of his people. Now let that sink in. He inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, he hears our prayers. He hears us when we're hurt, and he knows all that. He inhabits the praise of his people. I don't know much better that can be, and much clearer that can be than that. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. Yeah, I don't understand always. I understand what we should do, but sometimes it's hard to rejoice when you're going through things that are hurtful, whether it be yourself and maybe it's some kind of disease or some kind of loss, perhaps. You lose a loved one, or you're going through turmoil in the family, maybe you're going through a divorce, God forbid, or you're in a family where you're just not getting along, where you're out, you know, the family's not getting along very well, and you've got a lot of tension in the home. I know those things happen. I was talking to a lady today that said that when she grew up, her daddy would beat her brothers to the point their legs would bleed, make them take their pants off and whip them, and would beat her mother in the head. So when her mother died, the doctor said they never saw somebody's head. Somebody's so knotted up. I mean, not literally knots off his head, where he'd beat on her all those years. I'm serious. And said that her husband's grandpa had kicked his grandma so much that her stomach had to be taped, had to be wrapped in the belt to keep her guts in place. Now, I'm telling you the truth. So I understand, yes, there's a lot of things out there that are absolutely, absolutely horrible. But even when you're walking in the shadow of death, remember, with fear no evil. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That doesn't always make something that you just take for granted, but it doesn't mean that you're not shedding tears. It doesn't mean that you're not hurting. But our rejoicing is not just something we do just on the surface. It's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be the rejoicing in the fact that we know who we are in Christ. That all these things on this earth are very temporary. I can't imagine what it'd be like one day when this nation really is judged by God. and this nuclear weapons are loose in this country, or bombs in cities are going off. I can't imagine that. But for Christians, for truly born again Christians, it's going to be hard. It's going to make you shedding tears, and you're going to be maybe put in places where you're in fear for your earthly life. But in a Christian's heart, there's a peace and a joy that the world cannot touch. I can't explain that. I've been there before myself in situations. I can't explain it. But it's there because it's not of me. It's not of the world. It's a gift of my Father through His Son. So I know what I'm talking about. Things may get up or get rough, but let them remember to count our blessings. And I certainly, although I'm right now going through some physical situations, some stressful situations, and so with Marcia, as we're getting some years on us now, I am so thankful that after 53 years, last week, 53 years, Marcia and I have been married, we still have each other, and we still care for each other. We still like to hold hands. Yes, we have our disagreements. Some days she gets out of sorts real bad. I never do, you know. But anyway, I'm so thankful that when I go to bed at night, I have a wife that loves me with me. I'm sleeping in a warm bed on a cold night. That I had supper tonight. And I'll have dinner tomorrow with family and friends, Thanksgiving Day. I have dinner that I'll have more to eat than we can eat in probably a week. There's probably 30, 40 people there, but there'll be food left over, bunches of it. Because we're blessed. Yes, it's getting tough for me to buy food things. Now, I know that. I live here, too. But I still haven't went hungry. Maybe I don't eat as much as certain kinds of foods I like to eat before, but I'm not going hungry. I'm so blessed. Those are temporal things. But I'm blessed so much in a way that He's given me an eternal things that I know my wife is going to spend eternity with me in heaven one day. Not as my wife. We'll be together. I'll see family members that went on that were saying that I look forward to seeing my mom and dad. Dad was ready to leave this world and he left. Wasn't a bit of fear in him. He went to sleep in Christ. Same as my mom. I'm looking forward to the day for the blessings He promised us in eternity with Him. The new earth. Him reigning on earth. And me being with Him in this world. With Him in a brand new world. I'm looking forward to His blessings beyond what I can explain. I'm a blessed individual. I'm sitting here tonight talking to many, 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 many family members and people that I would call my friend. Maybe I don't get to see them in the flesh, but they're family and they're friends. And I hope they feel the same way about me. I want them to see the love of Christ in me. And I want to share the spirit of love and caring for them. I don't care if it's somebody I just met. I want them to sense that there is somebody that actually cares for them personally. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. Now, I'm going to let everybody share their thoughts tonight. We're going to go first to our brother Jim in Georgia, who I know just had cancer surgery a couple months ago. Let's see how he's doing. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
I had a bad setback. About two weeks ago, I was doing real good after the surgery. And then about 2 weeks ago, it was like I wasn't moving air. And I had myself transported to the hospital by the fire rescue people. And they found blood clots on my lungs. And then to add insult to injury, the bolus of blood thinner, the heparin drug they were going to use to bust the clot up, I found out I was allergic to it the hard way. And I thought my number was up. I thought that was it. And they were putting the defib pads on me and getting, asking me who my next of kin was and all that. When I told them, don't let me die, they took it very seriously. But I don't. If we have civil unrest or a nuclear war, there's no way I could fight off marauders tonight. I can't even lift a rifle. I've been exercising, but it's a long, slow thing. But I will say this. I'm thankful that God spared my life. He spared my life. And I think I know why he did it, because I struggle with faith, and I think maybe I can help other people that struggle with faith, and I think that's what he wants me to do. But shifting gears, I think that there's going to be a that they're going to push the Russians too far, and there's
yes.
going to be
yes.
there's going to be a limited use of nuclear weapons.
Take your time, nuclear weapons. Take your time. Take your time.
It's
going to
be a limited use of nuclear weapons, and it's going to frighten the population of this planet so bad that I think the Antichrist will make his appearance in hours, if not minutes, after it happens. And I think that's what we may be about to see happen. It may not be next week, but I think it'll be before. Something's going to happen before the inauguration.
I think,
and I just
right.
wanted to share that with you.
Well, Jim, okay. I can I pray with you before you hang up?
You sure can. I think all these people praying for me is it was why I've gotten so far.
Amen.
I'm
well,
doing better.
Now, you are married, right?
Yes, I am.
How's your wife doing?
My wife is been a very good companion to me through all this. She helps me get dressed, helps me shower. You couldn't find a better companion, a better mate.
Amen. Let's go to prayer.
Okay.
Father, come before you tonight in the name of Jesus. I come in his name, Father, through his blood, his righteousness. I'm not worthy, but he is. And through him, I may approach the Holy of Holies and enter your presence right now in front of thousands of people who are listening to our voice. Father, ask in the name of Jesus and for your glory that you touch Jim, Lord, and increase his strength. I hear his willingness to witness to people about faith. And to be a minister in that way, Lord God, to people that need some direction. According to thy great power, Father, and your sovereign will, would you please touch this man. And that will be done in his life. You'll be glorified in him. And Father, thank you for the help that you give him that's been so faithful to help him get through this. And thank you for the prayer warriors that's praying for Jim. For those listening to this right now, I ask everybody out there that they would remember to pray for Jim, please. And Father, I want to praise you one more time and thank you for your mercy and your grace and the promise of eternal life beyond this world. In Jesus' precious name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Jim. God bless you, man.
Pastor,
I want you to tell
God
me how things
bless,
are going.
I will. God bless you, too. And I'll
you
see
great,
you after a while.
Have a great Thanksgiving, okay? Have a good Thanksgiving.
Well, we're not doing a whole lot. Just maybe a little plate of food. We just don't feel like a whole lot.
That's
know,
okay. Enjoy it anyway. Enjoy it.
I will.
All right,
will.
My friend,
thanks for.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for your care, concerns, oh, Pastor.
You're
I really
welcome.
It
you're
means
welcome.
A lot. Okay.
God bless you, Jim. All right. Have a great night.
Good night,
folks. I want to say that was a sincerely heartfelt testimony and praise report. Hallelujah. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, and I wanted to get in early because Donna Roby she's had a big, big, big medical setback. She is in big trouble. Gary called me earlier and said to make sure I tried to get in to ask for prayer for Donna. So I praise and thank the Lord for people like Gary and Donna Roby and Pastor Butch and Marsha Jean and for Phil and Lynn Hudock who have been such blessings to me in my life. And I want to praise the Lord for the sacrifice of his only begotten Son and for his wonderful word, the Holy Bible. And I just want to thank you for Call to Decision Ministry. And please, folks, support Call to Decision Ministry. And Pastor Butch, you do have my credit card there. Please, please. please take out $100 for Call to Decision and $100 for North Carolina. Please do that for me. And thank you for everything that you do there and for all that you have done in the service of the Lord. Thank you so much.
All right. And by the way, Daryl, text me or email me, Don, down his phone number.
Okay, I'll do that, Pastor Butch.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Okay, you too. Thank you for the call. Another warrior. I know for a fact this gentleman has been fighting for a long time and just doesn't give up. I am so blessed to have people like I there tonight. They're my family and friends. Let's go to another one. Let's go to Sister Jan out in Iowa. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch, and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. I hope everybody has a good time. And I'm just thankful that God gives me the strength I need to deal with everything that's going on in the world.
Amen.
I tell
Amen.
You, without God, we are just, we're done. We're done. Without Him, you know, we just lose it.
Well, Paul said,
thanks for Call to Decision and everybody in Call to Decision family. And we are a family.
Yes, we are.
We may not be related, but we're still family. You're stuck
with
me.
We're related through the blood.
Yeah, we are.
Truly we are.
We definitely are. You're right. All right. We love y'all. Everybody have a good night, and we'll be praying for Donna, for Jim. Oh, Lord, talk to you later.
All right, honey. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Folks, I can't believe phone lines are quiet now. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Surely out there tonight somebody got a testimony for Christ. Surely somebody got something to share in the way to be thankful for. I don't care if you live in a cardboard hut right now. If that's what you have and God blessed you with a place to sleep, you need to be thankful for that. But if you have nothing else but your salvation, how much more can you ask for than that? Think about these things, folks. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. I thank the Elder Everhart, you know, for mentioning it. My wife is in the hospital, and she's really having a hard time. She has septic, and so she's just had one problem after another for the last year. And, you know, God bless her, and she's still hanging in there, so... I love her very much, as you know.
How'd you get septic? What happened? How'd you get septic?
Well, you know, she had some other things that happened with some kind of something that's supposed to be within her system that was not there or got real low. And so she just struggled to do things, and she would have to go to the bathroom all the time. So finally we got her in into the hospital. And so she's been in there for 4 days, and... And she's still having a pretty rough go at it, but she is improving some. And you know, I love her very much. You know that. And you know, she's a woman who stood up for life all these many years with me. And you know, I would like to say something other right now, if it's okay with you. The commander in chief the other day gave a woman from Planned Parenthood a Freedom Medal. A woman from Planned Parenthood, a director of Freedom Medal. Yeah, her and Joe Biden, they're pretty free with taking babies' lives.
Oh, yes.
You know, they specialize in that. Now, I wanted to just say something real quick here. I know somebody else wants to get on. But... Dimitri Dudian's prophecies will come to pass, and they will come to pass in our time. I do believe that.
Yes, they will.
And for some people who don't know what that is, but you have a book on that, do you not?
I have these prophecies written down. Anybody wants them, get them, send a donation $4 or $5, pay postage, we'll send them to you.
Yeah, so I encourage people to get that. But also, I just everybody knows this. That's listened to your program for a long, long time. Okay. You know, this nation is so full of chaos. okay, that, you know, this country, oh Lord, has enough chaos within it to destroy itself without Russia's help or anybody else's help. And, you know, we have turned our back on God for so long. Like I said, for over 50 years, we've been murdering children. And the blood of, you know, the blood of righteous Abel cried out from the ground to God. And I'm going to tell you, the blood of all of those children, every God heard the scream of every one of those little children. And we have done very little to stop it. And I've been to church after church, and you guys heard me all these many years. I say that. And everybody, oh, yeah, we're pro-life. Oh, is that right? What have you done to save it? And we're pro-life. That's it. And, well, God bless you and Phil and everybody there. That's been such a blessing in my life. And I know if you all pray, everybody that heard this thing, my wife will come through this. You know, and I'll get her back home safely with me.
Gary,
thank you so very much.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes, if I can.
I would love to speak to Donna tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving. But if you can get me a way to get in touch with her somehow, maybe call Daryl and get a number to me or something. You can email to me or whatever. I'd love to speak to Donna tomorrow and pray with her tomorrow for Thanksgiving, if you let me do that.
Just a minute. I was going to say I give you her number, but I don't know the number because I'm on her phone.
Okay. So, no problem. But you just get it to maybe the Daryl, and he can email to me or something, because I want to call Donna tomorrow, let her know we're thinking about it. I want to pray with her if you don't care.
Well, naturally, I want you to do that. I want everybody that's there to do that.
Right.
And like I said, Butch, we've been together a long, long time. We are family. And, you know, family cares for family. So God bless
Amen.
You. Bye-bye.
Well, give me the number, and tomorrow I will call her and say hi to her, and I want to pray with her and let her know tonight when we talk to her that she's loved and we do care, okay?
I certainly will. Okay, bless you.
Okay, love you too, buddy. Thanks for the call. What can I say, folks? We are a family. Lines open again, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you tonight. We got a few minutes left, but another 4 or 5 minutes that you can get time to give in and give a praise report. And I turn tonight, somebody's sitting there right now thinking about it and thinking, oh, I don't want to call in, for whatever the reason is. Shame on you. If you feel an unction to call in and say something, you don't. You get the whipping. I don't. I've been there myself. I know what I'm talking about. Some of you tonight is putting off the spirits, urging to call in and say something to praise our Father in heaven. Maybe they're too, a little bit shy, a little bit bashful. But, folks, you're just talking to the family. That's all. Nothing to be shy or bashful about. This is not my ministry. This is Christ's ministry, and we're fellow workers together in it. If y'all didn't help us pay the bills here, I would not be on the radio for almost 32 years. It just wouldn't happen. And at my age, 76 years old, I'm no longer a kid anymore. I won't even have the health to do it except for the grace of God. 844-769-2944 if you can call in the last couple minutes. And we want so much to thank you for all that you've done for us and the many people that you've helped through this ministry. Do you realize that everything that's come through this ministry that's maybe glorified our Father or blessed somebody else because you have been out there to help us? Do you realize that? No, I may be the mouthpiece here, but this is not my ministry. This is our ministry. And people that call in and thank us, like Daryl, for example, and Jim, they're thanking you, too, because we wouldn't be here without your help. This isn't, and I tell Crystal this all the time, and everybody works with us here in the office. We're all part of this. This is not something that I do, and I do. No, it isn't. I'm a part of it, but I'm only a part of it. Everyone gets blessed through this ministry, like the one in North Carolina that we're going to send some funds down to next week, next Thursday. All those people are going to be blessed because you helped, okay? I saw their story. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here, so please take that and understand what I'm saying. Let's talk to Dixon in California. Dixon, come on in. Hello, Dixon.
Hello, Hold on one second.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to call and say, Pastor Butch, how thankful I am that you've been on the air for all this time, because it's such a blessing to hear you and hear your preaching and to be able to help all the people that need prayers that you bring up each time you're on in the evening. And I really think that, I'm so thankful myself. I'm pretty sick right now. And I got, unfortunately, zapped by the COVID bioweapon. And it's a terrible thing to get. And thank you. I just want to say that I'm so blessed by your show, and I'll be helping you as much as I can. And I always pray for every person that you bring up, because I know that's the most important thing we can do here. And
amen.
I thank you
amen.
From the bottom of my. I thank you, Pastor Butch, from the bottom of my heart. You're a good friend of mine.
Well, thank you, Dixon. You are mine too, and please know that too. And we'll pray for you. And by the way, if you took the jab and having troubles, I do have people that can maybe help you clear that mess up if you want to talk to them about it.
Yeah, no, I didn't take it, but I got zapped by either I got shut on or I got the virus. And I am looking at Dr. Stella.
Yes, Dr. Stella. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And she's very good. And I have talked to also Dr. Rodriguez down there, because he's close enough to me as well. But I'm so sick, I don't think I could travel right now. I got to get myself a little better before I do that.
Well, thank you for calling, Dix. Hate to run. I got another call coming through, but thank you so much, my brother. God bless. What a sweet call. Let's go back to Gary. Gary, are you sure you want to give this number out on the air?
Yeah, I'll give you the number on the air.
All right. Well,
can you have something? Can you do it? 928-215-1428.
Do that one more time.
No, okay. 928-215-1428.
Okay. What time will you be over there with her tomorrow?
If you could call about 9 o'clock your time, that would be 12 o'clock.
Okay.
No, excuse me, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right. I'll try to do that. All right, I will try to do that. And God bless you, my friend. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. All right, we're out of time. I think I don't hear music, but I think we're out of time. There it is, folks. We love you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Good night.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.